This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. This week, the government released new travel figures. Roughly 22 million Americans have traveled overseas so far in 2013. And they've been spending their money in places like Europe, the Caribbean, and the Middle East. In fact, the Middle East has seen a 6% rise in American travel for the year. But also this week, we got a warning. The U.S. State Department has issued a worldwide travel alert through the month of August. Let me repeat, worldwide. We are to be cautious about going anywhere. Duluth, down the Jersey Shore, Cairo. What the heck are we supposed to do about such a vague warning? George Hobica joins us to make sense of puzzling travel alerts now. He's the founder of AirfareWatchdog.com. And welcome back, George.
It's a pleasure to be here again, Barbara. Thank you.
Well, first, to clarify, it's serious news. What prompted this new alert and the closure of nearly two dozen embassies and diplomatic missions?
The chatter was that something was going to happen, that Al-Qaeda in Yemen had made an edict that to make an attack. I think we have to realize, though, it's just an alert. So travel advisories from the State Department, travel warnings, travel alerts. I was a bit confused. So actually, the travel alerts and the travel warnings are all under the category of a travel advisory. A travel alert is actually less serious than a travel warning. A travel alert is actually a shorter period. Usually it has an expiration date. Travel warnings sometimes are in effect for years. And I don't know if a lot of people know this, but there's a travel warning to Mexico that's been in effect for quite a while.
Okay, but you can't always anticipate when or if a country will end up on the State Department's list. So what should you do if you find that you are holding a ticket to a location that is on the advisory?
Right. You can't anticipate this. So some people get travel insurance. The problem with travel insurance is it's not going to protect you against a travel alert or even a travel warning. If there's a terrorist attack that has happened within 30 days of your expected arrival, then under most travel insurance policies, you can cancel. There are cancel for any reason travel insurance policies. They cost about 25 to 50% more in the premium, and you have to cancel within 48 hours or more ahead of your trip.
Okay. Well, do the airlines have any responsibility to customers who are ticket holders during an advisory?
Airlines are not going to let you cancel your non-refundable ticket because of a travel warning or travel alert. Obviously, if you have a refundable fare, then you can cancel. I noticed a few days ago the fire in Nairobi. For example, British Airways did allow people to rebook to any other destination of their choice.
You're saying that as if you were a little surprised they did it.
I was surprised. I think it was pretty good of them. But because British Airways could have said, well, you could go next month. So once in a while, when you see a disaster like that, you will see, even if it's a terrorist attack, you will see the airlines rebook people to other destinations or allow you to get your refund.
Well, let's say you're planning a trip to a country on or maybe near the warning list countries. Dare I ask, is that a good way to score a deal?
Actually, not usually, because I remember a couple of years ago in Thailand, there was a lot of civil unrest, and I expected to see fares to Bangkok go way, way down. Well, they didn't, actually. What Thai Airways did and other airlines did was they took their planes and they rerouted them. So they took the planes off of the Bangkok route for a period of time, and then they used them on other high-demand routes. So I've never seen airfares go down, unfortunately, when there's an incident.
George Hobica is the founder of AirfareWatch.com. Always a pleasure talking with you. Thanks for this.
And same here. Thanks, Barbara.